Good morning. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel broadcast. Let us begin with two scriptures here, and we're going to talk about some few little things. Now, this may sound unimportant to you, but you stay with me, and I believe I'll be able to show you that little things are sometimes quite important and grow to big things. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked, Psalm 37:16. And this scripture, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith, Proverbs 15:16. Now, I believe that, and I believe the Lord knew what he was talking about when he had that put in the scripture. Just a little with God's favor and blessings will really be much in the sight of God. Now, I want to give you this scripture concerning Elijah and show you a few things here. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow woman was there gathering a stick. And he called at her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water. Notice that, in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil. Notice again, a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Notice. And bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. 1 Kings 17:10-16. Now notice, there was a little water he asked for, and she had a little oil in the cruse, and he wanted her to make him a little cake first. And when it was all said and done, was over with, it lasted many days. Well, thank the Lord for the good promises. Now, friends, you can experience things like this from the Lord, too. Maybe not exactly in this way, but he can take a little that you have. As the scripture said, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. And the Lord can just turn it into an abundance for you and supply your every need. Later on, when the drought ended, I want you to notice what happened. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, this is Elijah talking to his servant, behold, there, well, in this case it was a servant bringing back the word to Elijah. Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. 1 Kings 18:44. Then it went on in verse 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. So the Lord took a little cloud, and he made a great rain. Again, I say, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Now, you say, well, I just have such a little faith. The Lord doesn't seem to work like this for me. Now, just a minute. Let me give you a little secret here. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, Jesus talking now, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Matthew 6:30. Now these are Jesus' words, O ye of little faith. So perhaps the reason we don't get more is because our faith is so little.